Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, your host for Consider This Northumberland. In the face of everything that's going on, it's nice to hear different stories about our community. So I'm doing a special series called Take a Moment to Consider This. These are shorter interviews in a distinctive format, but just like my regular show, these will be stories about the people that matter from the front lines and from behind the scenes, those who make a difference in your life and the community. So I'm asking you to take a moment away from your busy day to consider this. Like so many others in Northumberland County, the Mary J. Benson Library in Port Hope was preparing for the March break. Its programming was going full throttle. In the background, a worldwide pandemic was about to change everything. Suddenly, programs were being canceled. Then, just as fast, the library was closed. Chief Librarian Margaret Scott and her staff had to pivot quickly in response. One of the first things they did was to try and help parents and kids.
March break programs were canceled everywhere, and they tend to be more on the fun side, but we also wanted to provide families with resources that they could readily access to help their children move through the few weeks and ultimately number of months to keep up their studies that would supplement what they were receiving online from the various schools.
Going forward, social media and downloadable books became a mainstay. They were circulating about 10,000 items a month just before the pandemic hit. Then afterwards, there was a rise in ebooks and online magazines for the most part. Then an opportunity arose. Curbside pickup, or as she likes to call it, takeout books.
First phase is pickup and delivery. There were some things they weren't quite ready, and we wanted to make sure we had everything in place before we offered that service. Last week was our first week with, we're calling it takeout service at Port Hope Public Library. Some people call it curbside pickup, but it's really essentially the same thing, and we may be all doing it a little differently, but we have some staff back working small teams on staggered schedules, helping provide that service.
Takeout was just the beginning. There are plans for the future.
This experience, which most of us have never lived through something like this before, or planned for how to deliver a very public service in this sort of environment, that we would expect that we'll be providing more virtually as an option. I mean, at some point we will be opening, but we will do it in a safe way. And that means that there'll be fewer programs, fewer people allowed in the buildings, restricted access to public computers initially. Anyway, that will change. So I think in how we use our space from a planning point of view is something that we really have to give some serious thought to, because at our Mary J. Benson branch, it's a very open space. It's very welcoming and a very attractive space. People enjoy coming here. So people take a great deal of pride in the building and enjoy being here. But it is a building that's very accessible to the public. So we may have to look at how we use space, how we position computers, seating, all that sort of thing as well. So rather than encouraging people to be here in large groups, maybe we're looking at smaller group events or using the space in a different way where we spread people out through the building, or perhaps even using some of the parks area that's around the library too. So that's exciting actually, to look at service delivery in that respect. But we will be bringing back some of our favorite programs, but they may look a little different than they have in the past. And we may have fewer people actually delivering the programs.
While some more urban libraries may choose to carry on with virtual services, Port Hope Library recognizes the unique nature of serving people with a large rural component.
And I think it's a convenience, and obviously it provides a better level of accessibility, but there are people who don't have either the equipment, the bandwidth, particularly in Northumberland County, and I know in Port Hope in particular that's an issue in the rural area. So we will always continue to provide the basic service.
But the importance of a library is always a priority.
The library provides a level playing field for people. People can come here free of charge. You don't need to pay to get a card. We don't ask you why you're here. You can use any of the services. And that's really important to have a place like that in our community. So that will continue to be very high on our list.
Scott says the commitment remains the same.
I would say we know that we need to move forward with technology, absolutely, but our mainstay really is the fact that we're a building that's open extensive hours for the community, and we'll continue to provide that one-on-one personal service.
Well, that's another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular Current Affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca, or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.